This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran has welcomed U.S. sanctions relief, but has called the move insufficient. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian has told reporters the move was not enough. He did, however, recognize the action as a move in the right direction. Lifting some sanctions in a real and objective manner could be interpreted as the goodwill that Americans talk about. The U.S. restored some sanction relief to Iran's atomic program intended to entice Iran back to the 2015 nuclear deal. Iran has demanded the restoration of all sanctions relief it has promised under the deal before it returns to compliance. Amir Abdollahian said that goodwill, in our viewpoint, means that something tangible happens on the ground. The recent U.S. move comes as U.S. negotiators return to Vienna for what could be a make-or-break session. I'm Karen Chamas.
The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border arrived Saturday at a military base in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The first additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany Friday. Russia has denied plans to invade Ukraine, but has deployed more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders and says it could take unspecified military measures if its demands are not met. Rescuers began what they call the most delicate stage of a days-long effort to save a small boy trapped in a well in northern Morocco Saturday after removing much of a hillside to approach him. By Saturday evening, mechanical diggers and workers by hand had tunneled within a meter of where the five-year-old fell into a 32-meter deep well 5 days ago. Rescuers hope to find the young boy alive. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hired a new chief of staff Saturday as he rebuilds his top team following a series of scandals that have left him fighting to shore up his authority. Cabinet Minister Steve Barclay, formerly Brexit minister under Theresa May's administration, will head Johnson's staff, Downing Street said. Johnson has repeatedly refused to resign over reports that he and some of his staff attended Downing Street parties during COVID-19 lockdowns. Prince Andrew will meet lawyers representing his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, in London in March and testify under oath, a source close to the Duke of York told AFP Saturday. The second son of Queen Elizabeth II faces a U.S. civil case for sexual assault, embarrassing the royal family as his 95-year-old mother is about to celebrate her 70th year as monarch. Sunday will mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, a first for a British monarch. A smiling Queen Elizabeth kicked off celebrations by inviting local community groups Saturday to her Sandringham residence in the east of England. This weekend's low-key events are a prelude to more pomp and ceremony to mark the Platinum Jubilee in early June. Protesters again poured into Canada's capital early Saturday to join a convoy of truckers whose occupation of Ottawa to denounce COVID vaccine mandates is now in its second week. Police, who were out in force and erected barriers overnight to limit vehicle access to the city center, said they were expecting up to 2,000 protesters, as well as 1,000 counter-protesters, to join hundreds of truckers already clogging Ottawa streets. Meanwhile, the U.S. state of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Saturday it was fraud for GoFundMe to, quote, commandeer, end quote, $9 million in donations sent to support protesting truck drivers in Canada, and that he will investigate what he called deceptive practices by the website. GoFundMe took down the so-called Freedom Convoys page Friday, saying it violates its terms of service. It said donors had 2 weeks to request a refund, then remaining funds would be dispersed to credible established charities. The NFL will reevaluate its policies relating to diversity, equity, and inclusion, Commissioner Roger Goodell told the team Saturday, days after former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The Dolphins fired Flores, who is black, last month after back-to-back seasons with winning record. Flores said the firing was emblematic of the treatment of black coaches, who comprise a fraction of team staff positions, while 70% of NFL players are black. There's currently just one black head coach among the NFL's 32 teams. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.